Sports Talk with your host, Terrell Jenkins.
What is up? It is Elite Time right here. Relentless of Sports Talk, episode 193, part 2. Of course, you know we got me and the GOAT, Brandon, out here making picks. And Brandon tore that shit up last week. So if y'all listen to him, I know y'all was making that money. And this guy right here, Kansas City Treat, Mr. Bryant, says he's 70 what? You 7 what? 70 what?
71-36.
And we had to get him back on the show to see if he's for real about what he's saying. On the Elite Show, we talk about each matchup and we give our pick'ems straight up money line because that's where the money is. And then we do our fantasy star and then we do our TD prop for each game. So thank y'all for watching on YouTube, listening on Spotify. Check out our Facebook page and Relism Sports Talk on TikTok and at Relism Pod on Twitter. Loving my Commanders, loving the Black Mamba and all the love right there for my Mamba. And while we here on Relism Sports Talk, besides giving you the picks to get some money, we talk about sports from Hall of Famers to the local talent to the big time storylines. Hey, and the big time storylines is making this money out here. So we got some guys out here that are making picks. If you watched the show last week, like I said, the GOAT, he picked the Bears to win. He picked the Vikings to win. He picked the Giants to win. I mean, he was making picks out of here and nailing them all and felt confident while he was doing it. So listen to what he's saying. Listen to what we're saying. So we're going to dive right into it. It's still a Halloween theme, trade deadline, Halloween. So I'm going to throw in a little couple pick'ems for Halloween stuff also. All right. First game like we did last episode, Brandon, your Dolphins 5-2, Patriots on the road 2-5. Who wins that game? Don't say the Patriots have a chance.
I mean, that NFL, everybody got a chance, but I think we win.
Yeah.
Tua stays undefeated against Bill and the Patriots.
Is he undefeated against, really?
I don't know.
Wow, I did not know that. That is crazy. Who's your fantasy star for this game? Tyreek might not play. He might play. I don't know.
He's playing.
Okay.
Yeah. It's going to be windy, rainy. I think it's a Tua's game.
Tua, okay. Tua's showing off. And anytime touchdown, who's going to get an anytime touchdown you feel the most confident about?
The guy who's leading him, Raheem.
I hope so, because I got to start him again in fantasy. Raheem Mostert, anytime touchdown. All right, Bron. Same game, same stuff. Who wins the game?
Miami, straight up. I have Miami to win this game 32-27.
So you think the Patriots are going to keep it close? Okay. Okay.
They'll keep it close, but Miami will pull away mid-third. Get in the fourth quarter, they'll pull away. Get a touchdown field goal.
Who's your fantasy player? Even though you 1-5, who's your fantasy player?
I like Mostert. Or honestly, I like the Dolphins defense to come through with a pick six.
Dolphins D.
We can get some corners on the field.
So who's your anytime touchdown?
You're playing Mac Jones. You don't need corners. Me, any of us, we can go out there right now today and pick off Mac Jones. Sorry asses.
Who's your anytime touchdown?
ATDs, I like Mostert, and what's the tight end for Miami? Who's that guy?
From Miami?
Durham Smythe.
I don't fucking know.
What's his name?
Durham Smythe, Notre Dame guy.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
I like him for this now.
Smythe. ATD. You're trying to get them extra points right there.
And
I meant to say something last episode. Brandon's wearing the Relism Sports Talk shirt. Another one. He won one last week.
Yeah.
That's probably why he made those great-ass fucking picks. But, yeah, I think the Dolphins are going to win also. And my fantasy guy is going to be somebody that I'm like, where the fuck has he been? Jalen Waddle. I think he's going to showcase again.
Anytime
touchdown.
Waddle.
I didn't even have a double chin. I had like a... Oh, and I agree with both of y'all. I think it's going to be Mostert. I think Mostert is somebody that just finds the end zone. He's one of them running backs. When he's healthy, he just finds the end zone. So I agree with both of y'all with that one. All right, Brian. The Jets 3-3 at the Giants 2-5. This could be a weird game, man. This could be a weird game. The locker room looks a little shaky with Cook running his mouth. I don't know. I've seen Garrett Wilson out here cussing out Zach Wilson. I mean, who you got? Who wins?
Logic would tell you the Giants will win the game.
That's logic.
Logic would tell you the Giants will win the game.
What kind of logic?
The Jets win this game 27-23.
27-23. The Jets.
All right, the Jets.
Who's your fantasy player?
Breece Lightning.
Let's go, baby. I need him.
Breece Lightning.
Who's your anytime touchdown?
Breece Hall. And I like Garrett Wilson.
Really? I got to start him this week. Okay. All right. All right, Brandon, who you got?
Jets
win. Fantasy?
I'm going to go Garrett Wilson.
Wilson, I hope so, man.
I need him because I'm playing him.
Who you playing?
I'm playing Garrett Wilson.
No, I'm saying who you playing against this week?
Dustin.
Oh, okay.
They're big in the other league.
Who's your anytime touchdown?
I'm going to go with Darren Waller.
Waller seems like a whole new person with Tyrod. That's interesting.
Because he's a quarterback. That's why.
Ooh, he's a quarterback. That is crazy. Oh, my God.
Sorry, ass Daniel Jones.
I'm going to take the Jets also. My fantasy player is going to be Breece Hall.
Breece Lightning.
I like Breece Hall. My anytime touchdown, I'm going Hall again. I mean, I don't have faith in
Breece
a lot. I just don't have faith in a lot of people, man. I don't know what it is about both of these teams. Like, they got stars on both teams, but I just can't. Something about Barkley that makes me nervous, man. I don't know.
I just think it's just defense too much.
You know what I was just thinking just now? With the trade deadline next Tuesday, suppose somebody just decided to get, they're going to trade somebody, then they sit them out and they don't tell us, and we've got them in the lineup. I'm scared that shit might happen the way that shit happened with Bijan Robinson and Chase Claypool one other week, and I'm sitting there like,
man, I'll light somebody up on this fucking.
I'm just saying, I ain't trying to jinx nobody. No hands, bro, jinx. I'm just saying.
This was like Bijan Robinson last week. No, so you put him in for a snap and you blowing stuff. Oh, whoa, he was sick and we just didn't want to reveal a thing. The hell are you talking about?
Yeah, we know what happens. You mad? You mad? I still win my fantasy game. All right, Brian. All right, Brian. Jaguars.
Not happy about that.
Jaguars 5-2. Now they're on the road against a team that's 4-2 in the Steelers, who I just can't place the Steelers, man. I just don't understand them at all. And every time, Jaguars remind me of the Ravens. Every time I'm like, oh, here they come, then they fall back some kind of way. Who you got, Jaguars or Steelers? Brian?
Jaguars and Steelers. I got the Jaguars.
Jaguars. Okay.
I like the Jaguars
23-17. Okay. And who's your fantasy guy?
I like ETN and I like Evan Ingram.
Ingram's been kind of quiet too. All right. Anytime touchdown?
ETN.
All right, Brandon, who you got?
I got the Jags.
Oh, you got your boy Trevor Lawrence. Is Trevor Lawrence your quarterback in the sleeper league?
Yeah, I don't know. I know.
He ain't the guy. As long as he went for
that's the way Brandon is. Yo, I love Brandon. Yeah, Brandon's so funny. Who's your fantasy guy, Brandon?
I'm going Christian Kirk.
Kirk's been, man, I tell you, man, it's been crazy. Anytime touchdown. Because I can see both teams having somebody I'd give anytime touchdown with, but we'll see. Who you got?
I think Kirk gets a touchdown, but I'm going to go with someone different and say Zay Jones.
Zay Jones. Okay. Wow. So he's going all Jags in there.
That's the worst secondary in football they're going against.
I'm going to go Jags. I'm going to go Jags again. I think my fantasy guy is definitely going to be – actually, you know what? My fantasy guy is going to be Trevor Lawrence. I think he's going to throw a couple touchdowns, and he might even run one in. He might even run one in. And my anytime touchdown is going to be Calvin Ridley because he hears what everybody's saying. He hears what everybody's saying.
He hears that shit. Lock him down, man.
Nah, I ain't worried about no rookie. I ain't worried about no rookie on Ridley. I ain't worried about that.
Chris Olave said the same thing. We see what happened.
Yeah, but Chris Olave's quarterback can't throw. He's still injured, dude. He's dumping the shit off like Mark Brunell and shit.
You're right.
Throwing that shit with his left hand. I mean, it's crazy. We'll see, though. We'll see. All right, Brandon. Who you got? Jason, Freddie, or Michael Meyer?
Jason.
Dang, he said that shit quick. Jason. Dang. Jason. You agree with that, Brian?
Freddie Krueger, man.
You think Freddie was your guy? I hated Freddie Krueger. I hated that mug, dude, because I was like, I used to have some dreams like this motherfucker, what the fuck? Yeah, so, I mean, I think Jason was more entertaining for me to watch, but scaring me as far as life, Freddie Krueger, man. Yeah, kind of weird because that shit was like in your dreams and shit. But Freddie was way more entertaining for me to watch as far as movies go. All right, Brandon. Atlanta 4-3. Y'all said they real. I don't know. The offense looks like they're Kyle Pitts is. That you got Kyle Pitts too, Brandon. So you happy as shit? He's starting to show up. The Titans, they're in sale mode. I don't know what's going on. They got a rookie quarterback, Will Levis, going on. This is interesting to me, but they're at home. Who wins the game?
I'm going with coaching again.
Oh, is this your upset?
No. I don't think they're favorite, aren't they?
The Titans are favorite?
I don't really consider it an upset.
Okay. So yeah, you're going with the Titans.
King Henry going to be too much.
So is he your fantasy guy? Or prop TD prop? Sure,
yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Henry. And Atlanta's defense is one of the top defense. I didn't even know that. In that division, I mean, I guess so. But who's your anytime touchdown?
It's going to have to be. I think Drake London might. I think Drake London gets
there. I hope so. I got to start him. Drake London. All right, Brian, who you got? I know who you got. Line. You're a Falcon guy.
Falcons money line, 31-17.
Fantasy guy?
I'm going to go with the Falcons defense, man. I think they're going to sack Will Levis 5 times.
Damn, Falcons D. 5 sacks, he says.
5 sacks.
Who scores a touchdown?
For as much as this guy has been a damn Remax agent in training, I'm going to go with Drake London.
All right.
And for Tennessee, I think Burks gets in the end zone.
Is he playing?
I think if Treylon Burks is playing, I think Treylon Burks gets in Sunday for a touchdown.
How's he going to get in? You just dogged the hell out of the quarterback.
What's going to be a jet sweep? I mean, a damn clock is running twice a day. I mean, you got to get in.
Okay, I got you. That's interesting. I mean, I can't question nothing because I've seen some shit happen. But I'm going with fucking God. I'm gonna take the Titans. I'm taking the Titans too, man. All
right.
And my fantasy guy. I mean.
Go ahead. I know you want to say it. I already know you're gonna say it. Go ahead and say it.
My fantasy guy's gonna be Kyle Pitts. I think Pitts is gonna.
I knew you'd say that.
Pitts is gonna get targets. And that against that defense, they stopped the run a little bit, but they got a. I still don't trust Ritter, but he's starting to have a rapport with Pitt a little bit. And I'm going Henry.
Yeah, more drops than UPS, but go ahead, man.
Henry, anytime touchdown. Henry, anytime touchdown. But, okay. I mean, but Brandon, I like what you put for fantasy because they might be trying to showcase Derrick Henry a lot in this game, especially with a rookie quarterback. Yeah, so he might get a lot of.
They're trading to Dallas next week.
But see, that was a good point, putting Henry as your fantasy guy. That's interesting. All right, number five. All right, Brandon, the Texans 3-3. They going on the road to go against your boy Bryce Young, who's winless. Does the Panthers get their first win and shut CJ up?
Yes, they do.
Panthers win. Panthers. Oh, I knew he was going to pick the Panthers. And who's your fantasy guy?
It could be on the other side of the ball.
Yep.
I'm going to go Nico.
Nico. Okay. I don't know what somebody just did. Echo just came back on.
It was my shit. Hold on. Anytime touchdown.
Yeah.
Give me. This is a ballsy pick. Give me Damian Pierce to get in.
Is he the starter still?
Who the fuck knows?
Yes.
I mean, Singletary looks like he's creeping.
He's creeping.
I'm still. Y'all don't hear an echo at all?
No, it's me. Hold up.
Am I tripping?
All right,
Brian. Who you got, Brian? Brandon picked the Panthers.
I'm not picking the Panthers with their sorry ass offensive line and they lackadaisical. I can't make up my mind as head coach. Frank Reich don't need to be coached in the league. Give me the Texans. 27-10.
27-10. Dang. Who's your fantasy guy?
Tank Dill.
Tank. Coming back. And who scores?
I should have went with Dillon. I mean, shit.
Who scores a touchdown?
Tank Dill and Damian Pierce.
So both of y'all got Pierce. I'm going with the Panthers, too. I don't know why. I got this weird
Bryce
feeling.
Bryce's going to show why he's better.
Yeah, I got this weird. Yeah, I got this weird feeling about it, man. I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is.
Well, I mean, Will Anderson is a different breed. But.
All right, my fantasy guy is Thielen. He's going to get a lot of targets. But my anytime touchdown. Is one of the motherfuckers. I'm going Singletary. I think Singletary is going to get one.
Yeah, but Singletary is okay.
I think Singletary is going to get it. All right, number six. Here we go with your teams. The Rams 3-4 on the road at Dallas 4-2. Who you got, Brian? Who you got?
We got the Cowboys going at the Rams.
Blowing them out.
35-17.
Who's your fantasy guy? Damn.
CeeDee Lamb.
Lamb is your fantasy guy? Who's your anytime touchdown?
Do what he did in San Diego. They're going to give him the ball, and he's going to get at least 110 yards and a touchdown.
Damn, 110 yards and a TD. Who's your anytime touchdown? Is it Lamb still? Lamb again?
I like Lamb.
Is he on your fantasy team?
No, actually, he's not, no. I wish he was.
I mean, when you watch this again, when you keep saying CeeDee Lamb, you're like this. CeeDee Lamb. Like you're looking at Prince and shit. I mean, I don't know.
CeeDee Lamb. <crazy. laughs>
All right, Brandon, who you got? That makes sense. Giants get the wild card. Go ahead, Brandon. Who you got?
I got the Cowboys, but I think it's going to be close.
Okay.
Fantasy guy. Shit. Do I trust Pollard enough, or do I just go? I'm going Puka.
Puka's the fantasy guy. And who's going to touchdown?
Jake Ferguson.
Ferguson, is this his coming out party?
I don't know. I'll bench him, so probably so.
I think he is emerging, though. He is emerging. I see him stepping into it. I'm going to Rams. As you can see, the Rams are going to win. Fantasy guy is Cooper Kupp. They can't stop him. They can't stop him at all. And my touchdown is going to Tutu Atwell. 2-2. He might not get but one or two catches, but I think he's going to slide in there one time.
Good pick.
All right, 7. Brian, Vikings 3-4 at the Packers 2-4. Division game. This is crucial for both of them. Who you got?
28-13 Minnesota.
Vikes. All right, who's your fantasy person?
I like Jordan Addison, man.
I like him too. He's killing my man. Who scores a touchdown?
I like Addison, and I like the running back from Minnesota. What's his name? Madison.
Madison?
Yeah.
Addison and Madison?
I like him to get in.
Okay. I like it. All right, Brandon.
I got the Vikings. Fantasy guys, Cousins.
What's he going to do? How many touchdowns he throwing?
3, possibly.
Damn, 3 TDs. I can see it, too.
And I got Hockenson anytime touchdown.
Hock. Here's my question real quick. I know this is Kirk Cousins' last year on his contract. But, I mean, with the emergence of Addison, you got a playmaking tight end like Hockenson, and then you got the best receiver in football, Jefferson.
Maybe, yeah.
I mean, arguably the best receiver in football. Yeah. Kirk Cousins don't look like he's slowed down like that. Could they give him a 3-year contract or something like that? Would you do that?
Yeah.
Who is better than Kirk Cousins they can get?
Nobody. Right.
Here's the thing, and I watched the first thing, and I also watched another show the other day about this.
There's your problem right there. Kirk Cousins has been in the
league. But, stop. Kirk Cousins has been in the league 12 years. He's won one playoff game.
Okay, but it's a lot of Tony things Romo, that go to that.
I'll say about the Tony Romo comparison, I get all that. If Kirk Cousins were to go to San Francisco next year, you don't think they won it all?
Well, yeah, but that's probably San Francisco, dude, because look at the team
that's
around him.
That Kirk Cousins ain't the problem.
Right. Kirk Cousins don't have a defense.
But with Minnesota, I think Minnesota, he's gone as far as he can go or as far as he can take that team. They're not going to go to the NFC Championship game in Minnesota with Kirk Cousins. He's not been the problem. Hold on.
No, yeah.
Hold on. He's not been the problem. There have been defensive problems. There have been head coaching issues and questionable play calling decisions. I just think for his skill set, what Kevin O'Connell brings to the table, he does not have enough to take Kirk Cousins to the next level to get that team to advance farther. It's time to move on. It's not his fault. But just the
defense. They want to move on.
But I got two points to this.
He may want to, but I'm just saying, though, it's not his fault. It's everything else around him that's been the problem in Minnesota.
2 points with this. First of all, with the team the Vikings have, and now the division is winnable every year, I think so anyway.
Detroit?
Okay, we're believing in Jared Goff for the next 3 years. Hold on. Let me get my point.
Specifically, Dane won the North.
Let me get my point.
Dane won the North this year. You're competing for a wild card.
Who is that? Who is?
Minnesota.
Well, I'm not saying that. Well, what I'm trying to say is the star players on this team are not old. So why are you going to just go and get a young quarterback when this team is ready to win right now? You can just build on the defense. This team is ready to score and win.
Let me ask you a question, and this will actually answer your question for you. Do you believe that Kevin O'Connell and that front office can elevate Kirk Cousins in that defense to the next level to where they need to get to?
Yeah, because he's got a good defensive coordinator right now. You just got to get the pieces now. People are going to want to play with Justin Jefferson and Addison and Hockenson. They are going to want to play. There's defensive players right now that are great on teams that don't do nothing.
Daniel Hunter asked for a trade. He's asked for a trade 3 times in the last year.
Who?
Daniel Hunter has. He has his head on the table right now. He's asked out 3 times in the past year.
So what? All I'm saying is it's easier to fix that team than it is to lose their quarterback and continue success. That's all I'm saying. Okay, so I'm picking the Vikings also.
The Vikings. Hold on. I think the World Series, I think game one just ended. It did just end.
Who won?
Dallas Garcia hit a home run. Texans up 1-0.
All right, good.
Good.
Vikings are my pick. My fantasy player is going to be Addison again.
Wow.
And my anytime touchdown is going to be Hockenson.
Addison threw a bomb, by the way.
There we go. That's interesting. We'll talk about that again because the quarterbacks are hard to find. We can go through the league and cross out half of these mugs like, eh. And Kirk Cousins is still that. We're talking about Kirk Cousins getting traded to teams that could win a Super Bowl.
We were talking about
Kirk Cousins at the trade deadline getting traded to teams. You just said if he went to San Francisco.
He's not getting traded.
Whatever. But you just said if he went to San Francisco. No, you don't think they'll win at all? That shows you that Kirk Cousins can win. He can win. Anyway, go to the next one. All right, Brian. The Saints 3-4 at the Colts 3-4. Big time game. Who you got?
All right, the Colts 31-24.
Who's your fantasy guy?
Dante Taylor.
Who scores a touchdown?
Taylor and Chris Olave.
Olave's going to show up?
Well, I mean, he's been doing 70-35 in New Orleans. His ass better show up.
No shit. All right, Brandon, who you got?
I got the Colts.
Colts again. Okay, fantasy guy?
I got Jonathan Taylor.
Yep.
Touchdown, I got Josh Downs.
That's my boy, yo. He's helping me in ESPN, yo. My ESPN team is starting to look good.
Mine is too. Mine's
yeah, I was 0-4, son. Now I'm 3-4, and everybody's getting healthy, yo. It's crazy.
I lost 3 in a row.
Have you see? That's the way that should be happening, yo. All right, so I'm taking the Saints. Taking the Saints. My fantasy player is definitely Alvin Kamara because he's getting targets like no other. He leads the league in targets and catches. And he missed 3 games. That shit's crazy to me. My anytime touchdown is going to be Jonathan Taylor. I think he's going to find the end zone because of volume. All right, next game. Eagles, Brandon. Eagles at my Washington Commanders, who always play him tough.
Yeah. I'm going with the guy who's 25-3 in his last 28, and it's Jalen Hurts.
He is. Who's your fantasy guy?
Jalen Hurts.
Because he's going to get the tush push for a touchdown, ain't he?
Yep.
Who scores a touchdown?
Besides Hurts, I will go with Devontae Smith.
Is he going to show up?
Yeah, he needs to, and I think this will be the time to do it.
I mean, he might throw it to Devontae Smith, and then A.J. Brown's going to cuss his ass out on the sideline like he ain't get every damn ball again. That shit's crazy.
Maybe.
That shit's crazy. Go ahead, Brian. Who you got?
I got the Eagles winning 34-17.
Okay. Fantasy guy?
A.J. Smith.
Who?
A.J. Brown.
Ah. I was like, who the fuck is A.J. Smith?
No, all right.
Who scores a touchdown?
I got Smith and I got Terry McLaurin for the Commanders.
Yeah.
Eric Terry gets in the end zone.
He does. He is an Eagle killer. He is. He shows up against the Eagles. I'm taking Washington to win.
Yes, I am.
And my fantasy guy is going to be Hurts. I think Hurts is going to run. He might run for 50 yards, maybe more than that. Throw a couple touchdowns because our secondary sucks. And A.J. Brown is my anytime touchdown because it seems like he gets a damn touchdown every time because Jalen Hurts is scared not to throw him the ball. I don't know. All right, Brian. Browns 4-2 at Seahawks 4-2. Who you got?
I got Seattle 30-17.
So you ain't got no close games this.
Well, none.
You got the Jets. You know, I guess no, the Dolphins and the Jets. Dolphins and Jets.
I see blowouts across the board this week.
You also saw the Giants making the wild card, so they ain't saying shit. Okay, so who's your fantasy player?
Tyler Lockett.
He's not even gonna play, man.
I don't think he's playing. I don't know. They didn't practice last Friday and he played, but
okay.
I'll put it on there in case.
If Lockett doesn't play, give me Kenneth Walker.
Yeah. He might not even play either. No, I'm just playing.
No, he's playing.
Who's your touchdown? Who's your touchdown?
I like Kenneth Walker. And I like I think somebody for Cleveland.
When's Ford coming back? Should I need him?
He might play this week.
Hmm? Nah, he ain't been playing this week.
Practice today. It's a question.
Oh, he did? For Cleveland, I like not Kareem Hunt,
Pierre Strong.
Kareem Hunt.
Hunt scores. All right, Brandon, who you got?
I got the Seahawks.
Yeah. Fantasy.
Let me go with Metcalf. And touchdown, I will go with JSN.
You like him. He looked good last week, though.
Yeah.
He's starting to look comfortable out there, too. He's starting to look comfortable. What happened? What happened just now? What happened? That was crazy. We must be picking too many right picks. They like, shit, they know too much. Cut them off. I'm taking the Seahawks too.
Vegas listening in.
Right? Seahawks, my fantasy guy for this. My fantasy guy. Jeez. I'm scared of Cleveland's defense, yo. I really am scared.
Yeah, it's hard to run on them.
I'm going with Cleveland's defense. I think they might score a touchdown, a few sacks. My anytime touchdown. I'm going with Jimmy Graham.
Jimmy Graham.
Don't you play for the Saints?
Oh, yeah. Yo, what was I thinking?
Jimmy Graham.
You know, Noah Fant.
Hold on. What the hell was I just thinking about?
Jimmy Graham plays for the Saints. Jimmy Graham? I said, wait a minute.
What the hell was I thinking about?
What is it? This was right during the preseason for the Saints on Los Angeles? The Seahawks? What?
I'm going Jeremy Shockey for a touchdown.
I'm going DK for a touchdown. DK. Because at DK, you can have it your way.
You won't have it your way this week.
I love that shit. So here's my question.
You won't be rolling with no. We'll go miss a match on the fries and onion ring. You know what I'm saying?
That's some weird shit. I always get one of the other when I order one anyway. I don't know. All right, Brian, who you got? Who you got? The series Scream? Or the series I Know What You Did Last Summer?
Scream, man.
Scream?
The original Scream is a low-key classic. I Know What You Did Last Summer. After the first one, the other two kind of sucked.
Eh. Did you see the finale Scream? The final Scream?
Yeah, it sucked, but the other three were better.
Okay, what about you, Brandon? You think Scream too?
Yeah, Scream.
All right, cool. All right, Brian. Ravens 5-2, Cardinals.
It's a fucking mismatch, Baltimore. Man.
I mean, we keep thinking this all the time, but I don't know, man. Who's your fantasy guy?
34-13, Baltimore, man.
Who's your fantasy guy?
I I like Mark Andrews winning and have 125 yards receiving.
125. Damn. Really? Okay. Who scores a touchdown?
I like Mark Andrews. I like Zay Flowers getting in the end zone, and Justice Hill might get in the end zone too.
Think you taking the whole team?
It's Baltimore has the best. If you look at the numbers and watch them with your eyes.
They have the best what?
Best defense in the league.
They have the what?
They have the best defense in the league.
I mean, they are one of the top ones. I mean, we'll see. Go ahead, Brandon.
You're playing Josh Dobbs, some Division II running backs. You got no receivers, and your defense sucks. And, you know.
Go ahead, Brandon.
Ravens,
all right.
Who's your fantasy guy is Lamar.
Ooh, what's he going to do?
Probably run one, throw two.
I like it.
I've been changing my anytime touchdown. I had a running back, but let me go Hollywood Brown.
Hollywood,
okay.
Yeah, I mean, he's been doing all right, man. He's been doing. I'm picking the Ravens too. Ravens, my fantasy player is gonna be Lamar also, because he's been killing for me in my anytime touchdown. It's gonna be Gus Edwards.
Yo, that's who I had and scratched out.
Gus the bus, baby. Yeah. Gus the bus. All right, Brandon. Chiefs. Chiefs 6-1 at the Broncos 2-5. Is this the big upset?
No.
Oh.
Chiefs.
All right. Fantasy guy. Ain't none of their receivers the fantasy guy shit.
Besides Kelsey, but let me go on the other side of the ball for fantasy relevance and go Javonte Williams.
Okay. I like it.
And who's going to the Chiefs defense might be the best, but who scores? Mr. Pfizer. Travis Kelce.
I heard it.
Mr. Pfizer, that's funny.
You like that, don't you? Go ahead, Brian. Go ahead, Brian.
Honestly.
We are never, ever, ever getting back together. That's what she's going to sing to Kelce when she break up with him.
I'm not going to sing that whack-ass song. I'm not sorry. I don't know Dan Taylor Swift songs. Honestly, I called the first game to be 23-17. It was 19-8. I thought, you know, it was a close game. It's supposed to snow on Sunday. I think Denver's due to get their ass whooped. 38-10 Kansas City.
38 to 10. Who's the fantasy guy?
Travis Kelce.
Okay. Who scores a touchdown?
Travis Kelce.
I'm a road. I'm only 87 off. I like Papa Checo for a touchdown. I like McKinnon for a touchdown. I like Edwards Allure for a touchdown.
All three running backs.
All three running backs reached the end zone Sunday in Denver.
Man, if that
I
hits,
got McKinnon on my fantasy team, I'm scared they'll let him go because he'll blow up when I do.
I know, man. I know. I thought he was going to be way better this year. I thought he was. But Patrick Mahomes doesn't make people better. Anyway, I'm taking the Chiefs. Taking the Chiefs. It's going to be snowing out here. I'm just saying it's going to be snowing. I don't know, man. I'm nervous for the Chiefs a little bit. Nervous a little bit for him. My fantasy guy. Is Kelce. I mean, can't argue Kelce.
You can't guard him.
Last time he was in the snow playing Denver. I'm sure Brian has a bunch of stories he'd like to tell us about that. But Kelce in the snow. My anytime touchdown. I'm going with Patrick Mahomes. I think he's going to show off. Because he's one of them prima donna dudes that likes to show off. He'll run one in the end zone in the snow and make it all dramatic and do snow angels and shit and say, look at me. I can see Patrick Mahomes doing some stuff like that. So I'm saying anytime touchdown, Patrick Mahomes, because that's probably going to be a plus a little bit more than like Kelce or something.
The spread is only like, it's not enough.
Now, I'm saying I think it's one of the weird games.
It's weird.
It's weird. One of the weird games that Denver might win.
All right, I don't think they'll win.
All right, big game, Brandon. Bengals 3-3 at the 49ers 5-2. It might be Mr. Ghost Seer himself, or it might be Brock. Who you got?
I guess you can call this my upset. I got the Bengals.
Bengals win on the road. Oh, yeah.
That's three straight losses for the fraudulent 49ers.
Ooh.
There, I say.
I mean, their secondary looks weak.
I don't know. The defense don't look like
they
it
don't
did.
Look like, I mean, I'm just saying, yo. Seahawk Nation, stand up. All right, who's your fantasy player?
I think it's Jamar Chase.
Chase. He's been killing.
And then, touchdown. I'm going to go with CMC to get an end zone because that seems like.
What's he got, 20-some games straight or some shit?
Did he get one last week?
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
It's insane, dude. It's insane. All right, Brian, who you got?
Before this whole Brock Purdy business, concussion business came out, I had the 49ers.
You said he was going to play.
I understand that. I was in the podcast the week and somebody reminded me about lots of things that are going on. I'm taking the Bengals.
Oh, you did all that talking and all that shit.
Bengals win 31-27.
Bengals need this game, too, because if they lose this, they fall.
If they lose this game, their season's on life support.
No, it's not, dude. They beat 3-4. They beat 3-4.
The Ravens will be
and they'll be nice in the AFC.
6-2.
Yeah, 6-2. I mean, yeah, but all they got to do is just get in the playoffs. That's all they got to do.
And Steelers will be ahead of them, and the Browns.
Steelers are going to lose.
They'll be nice in the AFC.
Steelers going to lose their game. They'll be 4-3. It'll be all right. It'll be all right. All right, who's your fantasy guy, Brian?
I think T. Higgins has a good game, man.
Really?
Needs one.
I think T. Higgins has a good game.
He could. Who's your anytime touchdown?
I like CMC, of course, 16 straight games. He's reached the end zone.
Yeah.
I like T. Higgins. And, of course, Mr. I'm open. I'm always fucking open. Uno, Jamar Chase.
I hope it's Brandon fucking Ayuk, but I'm scared nobody's going to throw it to him.
Ayuk is right there.
He might throw the ball to the damn team. It's Sam Darnold we're talking about here. Oh, sorry,
yeah, Sam Darnold.
I'm taking the Bengals.
Sweet, sweet. That's what I'm talking about.
I'm taking the Bengals. I think my fantasy guy is Jamar Chase.
Uno.
And, of course, CMC is my anytime touchdown. Anytime touchdown, CMC. All right, two more games. Whose turn is it?
Mm-hmm.
Brandon?
Nice.
Brandon, who you got?
Mm-hmm.
The clown from It or Chucky?
I like Chucky because he's funny.
You like Chucky? The movie's yeah. Chucky this is versus over It.
And It was a boring movie to me.
Did you watch the new age It? Did you watch the new one?
Nah, I watched the original. The original was better.
Yeah, the new one was kind of weird too. Though. It was two of them, actually. It was two of them. What do you think, Brian? Chucky or It, the It series?
The It from back in the day is over Chucky, but the new age Chucky is just more gruesome. So... Chucky.
There's a series. Chucky's got a series. It ain't a movie.
I know. I never watched the series.
I never watched the series either.
That guy be getting that. Hey, that new one Chucky be getting down, dog.
Really? I gotta check it out. I've never seen it before. All right. Bears, Brian. 2-5 at the Chargers, 2-4. I don't want to hear nothing about the Chargers blowing at 27. Don't bring that shit up, please. Don't do it. Who wins?
Man, this is like Chiefs versus Chiefs, man. I mean, Chargers.
That's right.
Is there a home?
Didn't it feel good for you to say that, Chargers?
No, it doesn't. Nigga. They still suck. And Brandon Staley was still their head coach on red ass.
Who's the fantasy player?
Austin Eckler.
He's been a real disappointment this year.
Yes, it's been a lot
he's
of that.
Bears, he's playing the Bears. He's about to show back up.
And who's going to touchdown?
Josh Jacobs played him last week. He ain't do shit.
I like Eckler. I like DJ Moore. I like somebody on the Chargers defense to get a fumble or a pick six to run back to the house.
You like DJ Moore?
In this game, yeah, because the Chargers secondary is cheeks.
I mean, you dogging these quarterbacks. We got a division, what, two?
Hey, T-Bag looked pretty good.
T-Bag. He was.
He like his story, man. 90 yards and a touchdown on MVS, he did nothing all year long.
T-Bag was dipping shit, baby.
Yeah, and MVS was T-Bag in that secondary. But, I mean, hey, what do you know?
You just said the Chargers secondary sucks, so.
I mean.
It's what it is. Go ahead, Brandon. Who you got?
I'm going to go with the Chargers. Fantasy guy. Keenan Allen.
Yo, what is Keenan Allen has been vicious, dude. Who scores a touchdown? Don't say Parham.
Nah, is Jim Gerald ever playing?
Yeah, he's playing. But Parham, he get them touchdowns.
You know what? Give me the rookie. Quentin Johnson.
He's showing up? Is this a coming out
because
party?
What's his name? What's his name ain't playing?
Who?
Palmer.
Don't say Palmer. He's not playing?
I think he's doubtful.
My God. I'm taking the Chargers too. Damn. My fantasy player is Keenan Allen. And I think Eckler scores. I think Eckler finds the end zone. All right, Monday night. Fat Boy Fadeaway Darren's Raiders 3-4 at C. Henry's Detroit Lions 5-2. Go ahead, Brian. Who wins? Did the Lions?
Detroit 40. Detroit 45, Las Vegas 17, blowout of the week. Total fucking mismatch.
Damn, mismatch. Who's your fantasy guy?
I like Jamar Gibbs. Two touchdowns.
Gibbs. Who's your anytime touchdown prop?
Whereas I like Gibbs. I like Josh Reynolds.
Reynolds.
And I like eight. And I like Aiden Hutchinson to get in the end zone.
Hutchinson.
I like Aiden Hutchinson to get in the end zone Monday night.
That's interesting. That's interesting.
Is Jimmy G starting this one?
I don't think so. I don't know.
I don't think he is. I think it's back to Brian Hoyer again.
Nah, it's probably gonna be the other guy.
O'Connell. I mean, no matter if it's Aiden O'Connell, Brian Hoyer, four-star Jimmy, Jim Plunkett. Rich Gannon, whoever, they still getting blown out.
Obviously. Go ahead, Brandon.
Yeah, I got the Lions pretty easy on this one. Jared Goff could be my fantasy guy.
Ooh, what's he going to do?
He should light up for three touchdowns, 300 yards. And I'm going to go anytime touchdown with Sam LaPorta.
LaPorta.
Good pick.
Brandon said that's going to be the number one tight end in the draft. And I think he nailed that one. I think he nailed that one. All right, I'm going Detroit also. My fantasy player is going to be St. Brown. I think he's going to get a lot of targets. I think he's going to have a lot of it. My anytime touchdown, I think it's going to be Gibbs. I think Gibbs, he's going to get a receiving and a rushing touchdown.
Okay.
I think that's what's going to happen. So that's our picks. Y'all feel good about that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, Brandon, one more question, Brandon. Which series do you like the best? Final Destination movie series or the Escape Room series?
What was it, two of those?
No, it's like three or four Escape Rooms. And Final Destination might have five.
Yeah, the Final Destination shit's kind of eerie to me, like, so I like them shits.
Yeah, I like them too. What about you?
I'd go Final Destination.
Have you seen all the Escape Rooms?
I've seen two of them.
You got to watch them because it all matters all the way through. Go ahead, Brian.
Yeah.
I've seen all of both. Five Destination 2 and 3 puts them over the top.
And both series, to me, I would watch over and over again. But for me, that puts it over the top is every time I'm on the interstate driving and I see any damn truck.
About that bottle
with
of
that,
water?
No, it's the wood. When they got the logs. I'm always like, Final Destination, man. That fucking shit's gonna come through my
chair. Hey, man, I switch lanes or speed by your ass every time. Man, you ain't gonna get me.
That shit fucked me up. That lot. Yo, Final Destination is some shit that you will always remember. You always remember certain things about Final Destination. That's what I like. So that's my pick on it. We got about 8 minutes left real quick. I wanted to touch something real quick. NBA just started. I know we don't watch a lot of NBA in the very beginning. But, Brian, I saw you put on Twitter. You said this was your forecast. You said you had the Bucks and the Celtics in the Eastern Conference Finals with the Celtics correct. Beating the Bucks. And then you said the Lakers and the Nuggets in the West, and you had the Lakers beating the Nuggets, and then Celtics beating the Lakers in six. You still think that that's what – you still feel good about that?
Even after one game, even though AD became a total Caldwell Baker trainee by going
his whole career.
That's true, but I think the Lakers will make a move. The Lakers will make another move at the trade deadline. They'll get another piece. And that'll be enough to carry them over the top. I just don't think you saw it tonight in Memphis. If Jokic goes to the bench and Jamal Murray's not hitting his shots, I don't think they have enough firepower to get through the West.
The West is deep.
I think that Phoenix, you've already seen Devin Booker has a foot injury.
Beal
ain't played. You can't trust him. If KD gets hurt and you know what's gonna happen. I can't trust him health-wise. Dallas doesn't play defense, and everybody else in the West is pretty much there just to be there at that point in time. I think the Lakers get the right piece, can play defense, hit their threes. I think they get to the finals.
Okay.
I think Boston is the most complete team in the league. I saw what Dame Lillard did last night. People hopped in my DMs. You see, he got 39. See what this. When the playoffs are on the line, Jason Tatum has $360 million riding on his next contract. Jalen Brown is up and down. You got Porzingis that can hit threes, play defense, toss balls into
the worry
about his health. Yeah, you do. I understand that. And this is all road to everybody staying healthy.
Yeah.
I think the Boston Celtics can win it all this year.
I mean, I agree. I feel like they can win it all. I think Jrue Holiday is actually more important than Porzingis is, really. But I think Porzingis means a lot, too. But I just think getting the ball out of Tatum and Brown's hand and letting somebody else create it.
Because he can get you a bucket.
Yes, he can let them play their wing games. You know what I'm saying? One of them bringing the ball up all the time. My turn, Rich, your turn. My turn, your turn. I think he's going to really enhance that. Brandon, what do you think? You agree with his teams in the finals?
In the Eastern Finals, sure, but I got the Bucks.
Yeah, but what about in the West? I think it's gonna be Denver and the Lakers again.
Nah, Lakers have no shot.
Does Denver have a shot to get back to the Western Conference
Denver
Finals?
Denver has a shot to get back to the Western Conference Finals. I like Denver, Phoenix if they can stay healthy, and I'm not counting the Warriors out.
Not counting. Speaking of the Warriors, real quick, let me ask this real quick before I tell you my picks. We saw Chris Paul start, right? And we were wondering if he was going to start or not, but Draymond Green didn't play. He probably won't be here Friday or today either. So, when he does come back, does Chris Paul come off the bench, or does he still start, Brandon?
Who's he starting over? The best point guard ever? No.
I don't know. But what are they going to do? Is he going to sit on the bench?
He's going to have to. He's not as good as Seth. He's not as good as Steph.
I mean, they could run a different kind of lineup. We've seen them start that death lineup. They were the first ones to start doing that. So I mean,
Clay can run the three.
I mean, maybe. Yeah, I don't know.
Is that just to please him, though?
Right. That's the reason why I'm asking you. Are they going to do it to appease him?
But then again, you make me not want to pick Golden State because Chris Paul is not winning shit. That dude can't win, man.
So who you got facing the Nuggets?
If I had to pick, it'd be Phoenix.
Phoenix because of star power. Okay.
Durant's just too good. And I think they got better on the inside with
Nurkic.
The white dude over Aiden.
Nurkic. So. I mean, but Kevin Durant's always been so good. But what does he have to do for it? You know what I mean? Their star power is what it is. But watching Denver win without all that.
Yeah. I don't know. The Joker's unstoppable.
Is he unstoppable?
Man, triple-double and just clowning our ass in that first game, just...
We need somebody to make him play defense. Somebody needs to make him play defense.
That ain't Christian Wood. It ain't fucking Anthony.
That's what I'm saying. There's nobody in the West. I mean,
I don't know if there's anybody in the league just to make him really play defense. Just make him play defense.
I don't know. It drives me crazy, but we're almost wrapping it up. I'll give you my picks. It's definitely going to be Boston and the Bucks. And you said Boston had the most complete team, Brian?
I don't think so.
Look at the depth of the Bucks. I mean, look at their team. They can beat you inside, outside. There's so many players that fit their roles. It's crazy. And then when you got Brooke Lopez as your center that can bang shots well. I know they got Porzingis that can do their things for Boston too. But Brooke Lopez got second in defensive player of the year. So you got second in defensive player of the year, and that's not even counting Giannis playing defense. Dame time when it matters, we question Boston.
You can't stop Dame. You can't stop Giannis.
And we question Boston.
Giannis and Lopez, who plays defense on their team when it really matters?
They all play defense when it matters.
Bobby Portis is a good
defender. Bobby Portis can play. That's a bunch of players.
But here's my thing.
With the Celtics,
Dame can pick you apart. Dame can guard you.
Ball game on the line. We always talk about Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum. Which one's going to take the shot? Oh, my God. We don't know. When there's Dame time out there,
that
tells me something. When you got Middleton, the silhouette Kobe Bryant, as your number three, possibly number four.
He ain't healthy.
He don't need to be healthy right now. But when he does,
make a move for another player.
But when he does get healthy, there's a reason they didn't trade him away. There's a reason they kept him and let Drew Holiday go away. There's a reason for these things. Middleton is a bona fide scorer also. And without the pressure of being a number two, oh, Lord. I just think the Bucks are primed to do it. The Celtics, another Eastern Conference Finals loss. What kind of legacy would Tatum and Brown have, especially Tatum? Like you said, the money on the line. I think this could be some situations for Jason Tatum if he can't get through. It's gonna be fun to watch. Before we get off real quick, Joel Embiid, he's been the topic of many things. But now... rumor has it that he might get traded to the Knicks. Brian, if Embiid gets traded to the Knicks, how do you feel about him and Brunson working together? Because I think that he would be somebody that would work well with him, Brunson.
Do you see they're giving up for him? Though.
Well, you're giving up Randall and the other scrub, left-hander. It's like three dudes and two number one picks.
There's nothing left.
But the Knicks have to do something. The Knicks have to. You're New York Knicks. You have to.
They better trade something.
That's what I'm saying. You built up all this equity. Go get it. And you'll have Joel Embiid. You don't think nobody wants to come play with him after that?
Here's the thing. If you give up R.J. Barrett and...
It's Randall.
No.
Yeah, it was Randall, Barrett, and some...
Randall's part of it.
Yeah, it was Randall Barrett and another guy.
I would keep Randall on until you are here in a second.
Why, dude? He's fucking...
Let me cook.
They won't be able to.
Let me cook. If you traded R.J. Barrett and two first-round picks to Philadelphia.
It's not enough.
And you traded away Randall for a not even a top-end shooter.
No. Randall has to be in the trade, dude. Randall has to be in the trade.
But trade him for a 3-and-D guy.
The Knicks need a blockbuster name. They need to make this trade.
You can get Embiid and Brunson, but I'm saying you're gonna need the guy to hit threes on the corner, threes on the wing.
You can get all that, man. You can build that up. There's players all around the league that can do that type shit.
That's why I said to get you a mid-range 3-and-D.
You got to get the star first. You got to get the star player first. You have to get the star.
That's what I'm saying. You trade away the two first round picks. He's right away R.J. Barrett.
And Randall and another guy they want.
Another guy they want. Hold on to Randall. Randall is the key to getting your 3-and-D guy, though.
Randall is not.
He ain't that guy. We know he ain't that guy. We know he's not that guy. But what I'm saying is, you don't want to upload Philadelphia with all them guys or whatever, and then when you need a 3-and-D guy or whatever, you want to ask him to trade away to get that 3-and-D guy.
Get Seth Curry in the trade. Is Seth Curry still there? He got moved.
Wait, Philadelphia? He's in Brooklyn.
He got moved. But they got some other player on their team. Relative Sports Talk, episode 193, part 2 on Spotify. Thank y'all for listening. Everybody on YouTube, I'm not done with this guy yet. I'm not done with